4:53. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Now, I know you're not used to hearing a live show on a Sunday evening. This is, off prime for Radio Land, but we believe that you want live programming all the time. Whenever you're listening to the radio, you're going to want live programming. So we at Free Talk Live offer you live programming, get this, 7 days a week. There aren't too many commercial radio shows out there that are giving you live programming 7 days a week. But Free Talk Live, we do it. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever that translates to where you live, we are live. And if your radio station is bringing to you that time, you're welcome to give us a call at 855-450-FREE. If not, note, that is our time, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can call us if you have, if you want to pop in with something else. Many people call us with questions about things we said last week, last year, a couple of years ago, because they listen to the podcast, and so a large percentage of our listenership comes from recorded listeners. And I don't think you people should be left out. I think you should, please, give us a call. You may have to remind me of what I said.
You can do that with the Sunday show now, because we've been going, I think this might be like our 2-year anniversary.
Somewhere
Sunday
around
show.
That. Yep. I would have expected a cake.
The most downloaded
Who's
night
gonna make
of
you
the
cake,
show.
Ian?
I was thinking you.
Oh, me. I'm sorry.
A paleo cake.
Paleo cake.
I dropped the ball.
Yeah, like we can get Mandrake or something. I don't know. You're supposed to say, why the hell didn't you give me a cake? I'm the one with the great voice. Answer to that. Anyway, it might be a 2-year anniversary, and I recently checked the numbers for the Sunday show, and in fact, on downloads, and this is the most accurate numbers I can find, I picked a random month. I think that month was March of 2013. Checked out all the shows and their downloads, and it turned out Sunday shows were the most downloaded shows of all the shows in March 2013. So I'm excited about that. More people listening to the Sunday show than others. No, this is marginal. It wasn't like it was blown out the door or anything like that. But it's nice to see. It gives you some idea. Because, Stephanie, you've had some trouble throughout the last couple of years. Some people say, Stephanie and her ideas, she's not
radical.
Right. It's not right. She's got to go. And you know what? I don't care about your ideas. You'd go if your numbers stunk, but they don't.
I think that was said about you at one time too, Mark, right?
Yes, that I had to go. I don't know. We couldn't really verify numbers. But there was a campaign to fire Manwich, and Manwich was my old on-air name from back in the day because I used to sell radio on the same station that we broadcast this show. Actually, it was a different station. On a different station, we broadcast the show. And I didn't want people who might listen to that station to hear my name and say, that's my sales rep, and he's got ideas that I don't like, and I don't want to do business with him anymore. It's not like that doesn't happen in the world, so I had a pseudonym, and that pseudonym was Manwich. So, anyway.
Sunday nights are the only nights I ever hear that like are hated or not listened to, and I wonder, or I don't think it's not listened to. I wonder if that's why the downloads are up so high, because people actually get to hear
Well, I also hear
like
some people say that it's the only night they listen to.
That's true.
I tend to go more towards the secondary rather than the primary. I think that some people, people aren't going to listen to what they don't want. So the Sunday show is different.
The Howard Stern effect, though. I don't know.
Maybe, but there's so much programming out there. I don't know. I tend to disagree, but there's
nobody offends them like we do. That must be it.
The fact is that the Sunday show is different, and I think people recognize the Sunday show is different. I agree with them the Sunday show is different. However, I hope they can understand I run a business here, and that business has to do with getting listeners, and this show gets more listeners than the rest, so there.
What am I capitalism.
What am I supposed to do? I got nothing left to do. Let's go to Dennis in North Dakota here. I'm listening to KTGO. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. 3-week listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
I wasn't that. I was listening to you, but I wasn't really listening to you. I was kind of thinking about that. I don't know what the guy's name is that they want to charge with espionage.
Snowden or Manning?
Yeah. Snowden, I guess it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, if they want to charge him with espionage for revealing what our government's doing, spying on us, wouldn't they have had to charge Eisenhower for warning us about the military-industrial complex?
I guess it's more of a general thing, the warning that Eisenhower gave. But, you know, to me, it's interesting that, you know, they're all upset about espionage. They're not saying these are lies.
No, they're saying that they're all real.
And I don't understand how people can sit back, because we're spoon-fed this bull crap and kept in the dark over our whole lives from civics class on, where we're the government and it's we the people and we make the decision. How can you be upset with the government and the government is us? Well, no the hell it's not. If the government, if it's us, then I need to have this information. How can the government be us when these people are keeping information away from me, important information?
Exactly.
Like the U.S. government is spying on Chinese telecom companies.
They call me the U.S. government. You know, they call
I don't want to be
people,
it either.
You know, speaking, you're not speaking for me. Yeah.
Indeed.
Right.
Here's my opinion.
It's a crazy idea.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dennis. I was...
Shut your mouth, fight the war, kill the enemy, and quit using war as an excuse to spy on me. It's pretty simple.
I suppose that's the case. I think the war starts the enemies, frankly.
What's that?
I think the wars create the enemies.
Yeah. Who's the enemy when the government, you know, the U.S. government is like an aggressor?
Yeah, if the government's spying on you, that means that they suspect you of something, because according to the Fourth Amendment, you have to, in order to be able to spy on somebody, the government, they need to have warrants. And now, in order to have a warrant, they need to have articulable suspicion. Therefore, they've got articulable suspicion on everybody.
So we're the enemy, but if we call them the enemy, then we're guilty of espionage.
It's treason. That's the crazy mixed up world we live in. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 855-453. I don't know how anybody else thinks about this. I wish somebody could make me understand. Do I have firm opinions in this area? Yeah. Is it hard to change people's firm opinions? Sure it is. But I'd like to think I have an open mind and that I'll listen to other people's ideas. And I want to know why Edward Snowden is dangerous. I want to know why Bradley Manning's dangerous. I want to know why these people aren't held up by the American public as heroes. Why is it that they don't turn on their government? I think that they have, sort of from a poll standpoint, they turn in a very soft way. They say, well, yeah, the government's dangerous. And, you know, I think there's a recent poll, and I can't remember what it was, but, you know, a large percentage of people said that the United States government was a threat to their freedoms. And it is.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how else you'd say that.
To notice that, huh?
Yeah. There was another interesting poll that put the numbers less than 10% of people that believed the government had, it's essentially represented the will of the people or something like that. Fewer than 10%. When you remove
the consent of the governed. That's what they asked them about.
The consent of the governed. Yeah. And once you remove the political class from it, so of course the politicians always believe they have the consent of the governed, just go ask their lying butts. I mean, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I just want to touch on something that the caller Dennis, I believe it was, said about wars. You know, I always hear this, that humans were dumber even 1,000 years ago. You know, that they weren't as smart. Yet, 1,000 years ago, it used to take, you know what it took to finally get average, everyday citizens to fight a war for someone? It took the Crusades, which might as well be called World War Zero.
Okay.
It took the Crusades, and it took the Pope to say, you will be forgiven of all sins throughout eternity if you fight for us. It took that much.
And you get to keep everything you can carry.
Now all it takes is a paycheck. Now all it takes is like these lies that these people are somehow doing this or that. I mean, that's what it used to take. People, what they knew it was garbage. You can read letters from people from the whole medieval ages, the whole dark ages. You can read letters from people, and they knew that their kings were full of crap.
Well, this is the rise of nationalism. When they tell you that you've got control of the government, you are the government, then suddenly you have a whole new relationship about it. Everybody knew the king was the government, and they didn't care what the heck he did.
No. They didn't care at all.
Right. And you know, now they're fooled by it. So, I don't know. Your thoughts? Are people dumber these days? 855-453. Free Talk Live. 855-453.
Online Bitcoin. poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, rerolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you real quick about our sponsor, Jason Osborne, who brings us the Sickle CAI lines here. He's got a podcast that he does along with Brett Vinoy. It's called The School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. I know, that sounds pretty controversial, right? School Sucks Project. But it's a call-in show, YouTube channel, web community, and what they do is they promote real education. and they deconstruct state indoctrination. The claim is that education's great, school sucks, and specifically government school. But I really think that, you know, basically in many, many ways, the government school system is mirrored by private schools, and that they just attempt to do a better job and do a better job of educating people in the same old way that the government schools do, because they're the standard. More than 90% of students go through government schools. So it's schoolsucksproject.com. Check it out. It's a great podcast. Schoolsucksproject.com. All right. Talking about, we were talking about NSA spying here, drones being used by the FBI, and what a surprise. They're spying on you and I with their little remote control airplanes.
I didn't think this was news. I thought this was already, like, out there, but apparently a lot of people are shocked about this.
Well, we didn't have the. It wasn't news. It was suspected by people, and now here's
now
the proof.
The confirmation.
Yeah, I think is what it comes down to. And, you know, what is it that you're worried about? I mean, currently, London has, like, so many close. I think it's more than a million closed circuit cameras. I hate to give them these numbers. I can't remember off the top of my head, but a lot of closed circuit.
A million sounds about right.
It sounds right. Chicago's got a bunch. You know, many of these cities have government-run cameras. What's the big deal about having cameras floating around in the sky? what's your concern? 855-450-FREE.
Well, you know, I think that's important to point out because there were drones at Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, yep.
Yeah, and what the drones were doing was they were a little flying craft that maybe may have even been 3D printed out of plastic, I'm not sure, but they were flying and they were taking pictures of the group photo at Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was like, I don't think anyone there had a problem with those kind of drones. And then, you know, there was Bo Davis, who has been on Free Talk Live as a co-host before, he made a drone and he was using it to like take pictures of police, like he would fly it into a situation or whatever and film like a traffic pullover or something like that. So, I mean, those are both uses of that technology. Oh, there's another person I know who has a business where he takes pictures of people's houses, like for real estate purposes.
And this, back in the day, when I was a kid, they would always offer my dad and my mom pictures of the house. You know, somebody would fly over with an airplane and take pictures of the house. And,
Well, now you don't have to fly over with an airplane.
Right, now you can do it with a drone. It's significantly less costly. It's very costly to run an airplane and to, you know, do all those things. Now, drone, not so much. You want a picture of the house? What angle do you want that picture of the house? Because I can just drive by and I can talk to you about it, and if you want the picture, I'll take the picture. If not, I don't have to spend time taking pictures of people's houses that don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the technology itself isn't what's scary. Like, any technology could be a double-edged sword. You know, it could be used to enhance freedom or to convenience or quality of life, potentially, but it could also be used and co-opted, I guess, by the government for purposes that are more nefarious.
But it's interesting, like, why didn't people mind it so much at Porkfest? And I didn't hear anybody complain. And I think part of that is because the accountability was right there. You know, Bo Davis was right there. Whoever was running the other ones right there. You knew exactly what was going on. It
you
was
were
a voluntary interaction.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just there was understanding as to why this is being done. And that's one of the big differences, is that there's no... We don't have a great understanding of why these drones are being flown all over the place wherever they are. And we also, we don't have a level of accountability.
And we can see that the government doesn't follow its own rules. It doesn't obey the rule of law. It has no interest in the rule of law. I mean, when you're working for the government, you pretty much get to do whatever you want. You're shielded by sovereign immunity or limited immunity or whatever variety
sure.
of immunity the government claims for that particular job. And people also, they can see they're killing people with drones around the world, and Americans, you know, believe that they're somehow better than the rest of the world. It's okay that you kill them over there, but don't kill us over here. Can't have the drones here.
Yeah, I mean,
the drone is synonymous with a killing machine.
Right, and again, there's no accountability. You know, I mean, really, 100 years ago, or a little under 100 years ago, you could walk up to the door of the White House, knock on the door, and Calvin Coolidge would come out and say hi. Well, maybe he wouldn't say hi. He was a really quiet person. But he would come out, and you could talk to him. Now these people, that's why it annoys me, and they say, well, we have accountability. We have a voting system. That's not accountability. You need to be able to talk to these people, and you can't. And they're just doing these insane things. And that's not, you know, and that, the other point, too, is that drones in and of themselves, like we said, aren't bad. I mean, there's drones that are being used, you know, to fly medical supplies to parts of the earth that, you know, people just can't do it. It's doing it really, really cheaply, too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they're letting private business do it. But this stuff is just, you have no idea what's going on, and you can't talk to anybody.
Well, the one of the reasons that the political system lacks accountability currently is, and I think probably one of the biggest reasons is you've seen these third-party candidates, Ross Perot, there was Anderson back in the day, Jesse Ventura. They've had some level of success. Gary Johnson was just on the show last night or the night before. I can't remember. Talking about his million-plus votes as a Libertarian candidate. And this scares the bejesus out of the duopoly of Republicans and Democrats. They know that what they've been doing all along is handing you the worst of the choices to pick between. Okay, well, if you don't vote for my, you know, nasty, awful, lying, killing politician, you're going to get that one, and he's worse. And that's what the choice has been all along, and what this is doing is driving the standard downward. The presidents get worse and worse as time goes by. The government gets more intrusive, more expensive, less accountable, and the laws are in place. Firmly in place that make it extraordinarily difficult to get a third party through. And that's why accountability, among other reasons, why accountability is not working. You think this political process provides accountability? Show me the proof it provides accountability. Where's the government been held accountable? Because it happens so rarely. The incredible amount of time and money I've got to put in order to get one tiny thing done,
yeah.
One step backwards for the government, while it takes 100 or 1,000 steps forward, that's the reason it doesn't work, because they get paid for tyranny, you don't get paid for freedom. And they're incentivized. Tyranny pays them.
Yeah, incentivized and protected.
Intrusiveness, inefficiency, these things, they pay them. Why in the world would this be successful? It's a terrible idea. And I'm not saying it's worse than whatever came before it, but it's 200-something-year-old technology. Let's see if we could do a little upgrade on governments here. The United States has the oldest government in the world. Let's try an upgrade.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this Constitution.
Try it without it.
Yeah. Let's try uninstall.
The Constitution we've got has allowed what this stuff has happened.
Yeah.
Or is powerless to stop it. One of the two. 855-450-FREE. Am I wrong there? Am I pushing it too far? You like that religious document, the Constitution? 855-450-FREE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Tees at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and comment on what we've been talking about here, government intrusion on our lives, drones snooping around. Apparently they've caught the FBI taking pictures of Americans with the remote control airplanes. Doesn't surprise me, not one bit. Apparently, 1984, the government has been using that as a plan of action, not in fact a... well, warning against government intrusion. But, you know, I guess that was to be expected. It is government's natural role to grow and, for liberty to yield. Maybe when you get liberty-oriented people together at different conventions, that, you know, that can help sort of stave off the tide a little bit. One of the biggest liberty-oriented events of the year is Freedom Fest. Speakers this year include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge and, well, there's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets now and hotel rooms. They're going fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you do not want to miss. It's Freedom Fest. Get registered now, freedomfest.com. I hope I have as many good conversations at Freedom Fest as I had at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this weekend.
You're going to be standing with Rand?
Well, you know, I don't know what that means precisely. I think we just went in the last segment. We talked about politicians, and or maybe it was the segment before last, and sort of choosing them when... I am a registered Republican. I won office as a Republican delegate last go-round.
Feel safer.
Right, sir. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I was doing my best, and I think that people that get involved and do their best, they, you know, it's worth it. I'm glad that other folks do it. The fact is that many times you're choosing between the lesser of two evils. if it comes around in the Republican primary, and I think that Rand Paul is the politician that offers the most freedom as President of the United States, well, I'll vote for him. If I don't, then I won't. Well, I mean, Stephanie, what are you going to do? You're going to vote for, you know, those are the choices that are up there.
I'm not going to vote.
I hear you, but that's not going to solve any more problems than voting is.
It solves the problem for me.
It solves the problem. You didn't have to spend the gasoline to get there, but, you know.
Nope, I don't have to worry about it. Don't have to spend my time on it. Don't have to participate in a system I don't agree with.
Agree with or disagree with. It's the system, a system under which we sadly.
I don't have to just give it my endorsement, though. I don't have to give it my moral support.
I don't think voting is necessarily an endorsement or moral support. You have jumped to a conclusion. A vote is a vote.
I'm definitely not comfortable with it.
I hear you, and I don't think you should have to vote. I think that's something that one gets. I just disagree that it is an endorsement.
I hear that there's a cat running for mayor in the town of Zapotal in Mexico.
Okay.
And I would vote for the cat.
There you go. I mean,
but otherwise,
why would you,
no.
Why would you vote for the cat?
Because it's not a human being.
Uh huh. And
so I think its natural inclination is not to hurt me.
Well, I think its natural inclination is to do just the opposite of that. If you was even big enough and you were small enough, it would do just the opposite. However, if the cat gets in, we already know that there's plenty of people with powers behind the throne. If you get the cat in,
but the cat can't tell anybody what to do. So.
Somebody's going to claim the cat told me what to, I think the cat would want this. I get it. I'm not saying I wouldn't even vote for the cat. I might just vote for the cat. When it comes to voting for president, I see why people vote for Ziggy or for Garfield or whatever. I get it. But.
Well, I do like Jesse Ventura's idea. He said to the ballot we should add no confidence. That would be a vote that maybe I'd take part in, because then I'd be saying no confidence. That would not be an endorsement of the system. That'd be saying the system doesn't work.
Well, what about none of the above? If you were to vote none of the above, in which case, if that was
voted, then I wouldn't be voting.
Then no one. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true. You'd be voting for nobody to take the office. I'm simply voting for what I consider to be the least reprehensible person taking the office, and I don't think that that's... I may vote none of the above if it was an option, but I don't think that any of those is an endorsement of the system. Because I'm voting for the least reprehensible, I am claiming that the system itself provides me with reprehensible people, and therefore that's a bad system. That's
my stretch mark.
I don't.
Freedom is never on the ballot.
Why would you claim that voting is an endorsement of the system is not a stretch? However, voting for the least reprehensible is a claim that the system is reprehensible.
Because
isn't a stretch.
Don't you think politicians, when they hear this person voted for me, they interpret that as this person 100% agrees with me and wants me to rule them?
I think that politicians are sociopaths, and that they get a certain amount of... they shouldn't.
So why would you vote for a sociopath?
Because I only have a choice between certain sociopaths.
No, Stephanie, you don't.
Your system
has
not provided you with any more freedom than my system has provided
me. Oh, it absolutely has.
Okay, show
more
me.
Freedom in my life. I don't
show
have
me.
To worry about it. I don't have to have it on my conscience that I'm supporting a system I disagree with.
I have nothing on my conscience.
You have no conscience.
on this conscience, I do not believe that I have supported this system you're talking about. So,
Mark, you said...
That is an inaccuracy. You get more gasoline, perhaps, in that I drive to
the
polls.
I get way less stress,
but
too.
I had mine sent to me. And I had it sent with stamp free. So,
well, I mean, I still think there's a personal cost to voting. I mean, what you're saying is, I hate these choices. I don't like voting for either one, but I'm going to grudgingly do it. There's a toll on your psyche for that. Sure.
That it's a claim. I maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Is there? There could
so wait,
be a toll.
Wait a minute. Can we go back to something?
You're making a claim, and I can make a counterclaim that there is a toll on your psyche for not having chose the lesser of two evils. I mean, there are
what? Okay, no.
Okay, so I mean, the government continues to do whatever the government does, whether or not you vote, right?
Not choosing the lesser of two evils is not choosing evil, and I'm fine with not choosing evil. I mean, you said before, Mark, that you have a choice between two sociopaths, right? You actually have another choice, but it's not on the ballot. The choice is that you don't have to choose either sociopath.
You have that choice, and most of the time, your vote doesn't matter. And I understand the statistics behind it, and I love that argument, and that makes a lot of sense to me. It really speaks to me.
When does your vote ever matter? in the very, very, very rare circumstance where a town election is decided by one vote, right?
The reason I go to vote is because of town elections, and almost every election includes a town, you know, vote or another. And so, yes, I think that it's important in that way. You may be able to convince me to never vote again if we were just talking about national elections was every time, you know, it was senators or representatives or presidents, because almost never does it statistically matter your vote. I mean, at that point, I, you know, it's not that I feel that there's one point or another, but I do feel that I did something, that I failed people in my town when that one time came by, and that my one vote would have made a difference, and that tyranny was wrought on those people that didn't vote, the people who voted against it, and my vote would have mattered.
I don't think that's your fault.
Why not?
It could have been someone else, you know. It could have, should have, would have.
Is it the
fault of the people
who voted for it?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Is it the fault of the people who voted against it? Did they endorse the system when they voted against it?
I think they did. I think they accept the outcome. Yeah, I think they accept the outcome.
Why do you accept the outcome when you vote against it?
Well, because you're playing by their rules. You say, okay, I accept these rules. I'm going to play by it. And if it doesn't come out on the way I voted, well, that's okay.
They say democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If the sheep doesn't vote, it's still for dinner. So that
at least it didn't like concede to the rules of the game, though.
It's an unfair game. That's a way to play the game.
What about just running away? I mean,
running away is a fine idea, but sheep don't have a lot of success when it comes to wolves.
It's more successful than voting.
Democracy is a system of tyranny, and I'm willing to admit that. However, voting or not voting tends to not change the outcomes. I mean, voting is the only opportunity you have to change the outcomes when it comes to these things, and every once in a while it might make a difference. I don't think one has a moral obligation to vote, but I like to stop bad things from happening to my neighbors. And I'm going to do that if I can, and bad things happening to me. Now, if I were to be able to opt out of the system, which I hope to be able to do soon, and I'll trot that out here when the time comes, I don't think I'll run for things. I don't think I'll vote for things at that point. Why would I? I'm not paying in.
I say opt out now.
Yeah, you can opt out now.
They're still taking my money.
Opt out as much as you can.
But voting isn't opting out. Paying taxes is what you need to opt out of.
Yeah, you can opt out of that too.
855, 453.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and, you know, share what you think about the pointlessness or the validity of voting. 855-450-FREE. When you do your online shopping, by the way, this conversation isn't being had anyplace else on the radio.
No.
You are not hearing conversations like this and the point, these kinds of points being claimed anywhere else on the radio. If you like hearing that and you like the idea that 100 people on 120 radio stations that are normally listening to, you know, the same stations they hear their Rush Limbaugh and their Sean Hannity or their liberal talkers or whatever they are on, then support Free Talk Live by doing your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Bookmark the links there. Use them when you shop at Amazon and Newegg at shop.freetalklive.com. So I've got from the Facebook page, Lynette asks, Mark Edge, when has your vote mattered even in a local election?
And I'm curious about that, too.
The answer is I guess it's maybe 2010 or 2009. There was a... Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the date for you.
Well, but it's 3 or 4 years ago.
It's some time ago, right? I don't pay that close of attention to voting because I think that statistically it generally is not that valid. But the question was asked, and the fact is that a road truck was being purchased by the town, and I would have voted against it. And I went to Florida to beg and beseech the governor of Florida to grant me a pardon so that I can vote and perhaps own a weapon if I felt like it to protect my family, whatever it was, a pardon for a crime that I have already served time for, and, you know, at this point it's pointless to be a convict.
Wait, so you couldn't vote? Did you say you were begging the governor permission?
To vote in the state of Florida.
Oh, in Florida.
And at this point, I decided, so I was going to go do that. And in that election that was held, the day I was gone, and I was really only gone a few days, this truck was, you know, voted on by one vote. And if my wife and I had been there, we would have voted against it, and it would have, not passed. And the people in the town in which I live would have been spared this expense, if only for a year or two when they trotted it back out. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand what one stands against when one votes. But also, there's a level of support you give some sort of your friends and neighbors that are voters too, and I think that gets them out. So anyway. That's the point. You asked the question. It's happened to me. My vote mattered, and it didn't happen. People got taxed in a way that they shouldn't, and, you know, people were harmed by it. Kids might have gotten more educational materials that their families might have bought for them. All kinds of things, you know, were, you know, all kinds of damage was done by these costs to these families.
You know, in a democratic world, government's government no matter where it is. And I have to live with the fact that I voted for George W. Bush.
Okay.
I have to live with the fact that caused the death.
Nope, it didn't.
I disagree.
Well, did George W. Bush win by one vote in your state?
No, but I was
then
part of
them. Then you weren't. No, you weren't.
That's a fine line. That's a fine line to walk.
You are not responsible for that.
Well, but what were you going to say, Brian?
My point was is that I will not deal with the response. I will not consent to the responsibility that the person that somehow I voted in, say by one vote,
okay,
could end up killing millions of people or thousands of people.
That's an argument against voting for politicians. There is, however, a halfway step point where one votes for particular issues, like buying a town truck. Can you explain to me how I am aggressing against my neighbor by voting against a town purchasing a truck?
If you're just voting not for a person, maybe not.
Matt in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I hear you guys go round and round. It's very provocative, but certainly I'd like to introduce the idea of sortition.
Sortition?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. You're going to have to not only introduce the idea, but define it.
Well, sortition just basically means that all eligible citizens are going to be able to hold office if they are chosen randomly to do that. I mean, it's a purely democratic process, and it would bypass the oligarchs and all the rest of it.
So if somebody doesn't want to be chosen, like, could they opt out of being in that pool of people?
I'd be all for opting out personally. For any individual. Absolutely.
What if somebody wants to opt out of being ruled by a random person?
Well, you're not ruled by people, because I've been listening to your show tonight, and you have already established as a panel that truth is external to the human condition. So if you prefer to be ruled by the ultimate power, that's fine, good. You know, that's good. But as far as physics goes, as far as the physical goes, and those that want to participate, I'd say that drawing the names out of a hat would be better off than...
I'll give you better. That's fine. I mean, but I can go better with you too. I mean, let's just make it so the politicians have to agree 100% on something. I mean, if a law is a good idea, why can't you get 100% of the people in the House of Representatives and the Senate and the White House and the Supreme Court to agree on things? If we don't have 100% of participation, then it doesn't fly as a law. I mean, that's just a way to make it better, but I don't necessarily think that it would be.
I will say that sortition caused ancient Athens to fall.
Tell me how.
As far as how, I mean, basically they couldn't actually get anything done.
Okay.
Sortition disrespected the individual.
It's always good when government doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, but when government's the only one that's allowed to do anything and it can't do anything,
because it has a monopoly,
you run into a stalemate, which is what ancient Athens ran into.
Yeah, that does make a certain amount of sense, because government claims the monopoly on, say, militaries or that sort of thing. People don't feel an area of freedom in protecting themselves because that's the government's job, and then people haven't been able to democratically agree on it. Matt, thanks for the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Mary in Pueblo. You're on Free Talk Live. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to that guy who was talking about heroin addiction and stuff, and I was thinking about addiction, and I was wondering, do you guys think that if you are an addict, that it's a disease?
Dr. Murphy, is addiction a disease?
Oh, my gosh. No, I wouldn't say it's a disease, and maybe it's not even helpful to call it a disease, right? Because that implies that it's kind of a judgment, right? It's like there's something wrong with the person, right?
I think it disempowers.
I think it's a condition.
But do you think that alcoholism is a disease?
I don't think so.
About the terminology disease, it's, here I'm going from a philosophical standpoint, not a scientific one. I would claim that the term disease disempowers people. If I've got cancer, there's little I can do about it except get that cancer treated by a physician. If I have alcoholism, then the claim is there's little I can do except participate in a 12-step program, which appears to be the only treatment out there, or do whatever a doctor says. I think that there are lots of people who have treated their alcoholism and other addictions through means besides 12-step programs and doctors, and that so therefore you have ultimately you have control over your own body.
Well, I guess what I'm really concerned about is now I read somewhere, I heard somewhere that they're trying to classify obesity as a disease, which means that insurance companies would pay for people to lose weight and have lap band surgery, stuff like that. So if food is an addiction, if alcohol is an addiction, are we seriously, really seriously, have I misheard this? Is this true that they're actually thinking of making obesity a disease?
I don't think that there's any. I don't think that car wrecks are a disease, but I do think that you should be able to buy insurance for them if that's what you wish. The problem I have is with the government's control over insurance companies through the insurance boards of their individual states mandating certain coverage of certain things. If I think I'm have a propensity to become fat and want a insurance for lap band surgery, I should be able to buy that kind of insurance.
I think that's a good idea. But I don't want to give people the excuse of, well, I'll just eat whatever I want and sit around and get fat and unhealthy and let everybody else pay for my quote-unquote disease. And that's all I'm concerned about. I 36% of people in the United States are obese. That's
and
ridiculous.
Rising.
Well, thanks, yeah, guys. That's all I wanted
Thank you.
To say.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, I don't think it's like something that you can't do anything about except have surgery. You know, like some people are more prone to gain weight than others, but, you know, there's things you can do to address it that don't necessarily require surgery.
There's always Axia 30.
Oh, gosh.
It was working for me. What can I say? Thanks for listening. Check us out at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
freetalklive.com. Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.